On this day, May 27th, 1668, three casualties in the struggle for religious freedom are exiled from Massachusetts because of their denominational faith. We'll tell that story. Let's get started. On this day, May 27th, in 1668, three colonists are expelled from Massachusetts for being Baptists. The Protestant Reformation wasn't a complete reformation, for it didn't provide freedom of thought or freedom of religion, but it was a good first step. Today, we are free to go or not to go to church, we're free to believe what we want, and we can say and write what we want on religious matters. And we're not forced to go to church and pay ministers out of our tax dollars. You know, it used to be like that. One of the storylines in American history is how we advance from religious tyranny to freedom. During the 1400s and 1500s, there was no country on earth where religious liberties were allowed. Nowhere. Nobody ever heard of such a thing. People feared back then if there was freedom of religion, the world would plunge into evil and chaos. There's no way we can have a world without enforced religion. That was their thinking. Now, there were instances where people disagreed with the state church, and so they met in homes and studied privately. Now, these meetings were outlawed. The people in England couldn't assemble to worship according to their convictions. They were required to submit to the state-established church. Now, the first colonists didn't think much different. Religion was enforced by the state. From the days of Roger Williams all through the 1600s, there was always persecutions waged by one sect of Christianity against another sect. And on this day, May 27th, 1668, three people were kicked out of Massachusetts just for being Baptist. Now, during the colonial days, each colony had its own official religion, supported by taxpayer dollars. But as time went on, strides were made toward religious liberty through men like Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson, and many others that went before them. But those two men really did a lot to bring us to where we're at today. Listen to what Patrick Henry said in the Virginia Declaration of Rights, and this was on June 12, 1776. He said that religion, or the duty we owe to our Creator, and the manner of discharging it can be directed only by reason and conviction, not by force or violence. And therefore, all men are equally entitled to the free exercise of religion according to the dictates of conscience. And he says that it is the mutual duty of all to practice Christian forbearance, love, and charity towards each other. Great quote. Great word. Remember what George Washington said about government. He said, government is force. That's exactly what it is. And Patrick Henry, recognizing this, said in the Virginia Declaration of Rights that religion must be a matter of conscience and conviction, not government force. Now, just a few years after Patrick Henry penned those great words, Virginia disestablished the Anglican Church. And not long after that, Thomas Jefferson created a bill for total religious freedom. Many didn't like it. Like we said before, people thought you needed to have enforced religion. But this dream of religious freedom did come to pass in 1786 when James Madison saw to it that Jefferson's bill was passed. Thomas Jefferson put this event among the top three accomplishments of his life. Jefferson helped oust both political and religious tyrants. Not bad for a life's work. The Virginia religious statute reads this way: Whereas Almighty God hath created the mind free, and that all attempts to influence it by temporary punishments or burdens, or by civil incapacitations, tend only to beget habits of hypocrisy and meanness, and are a departure from the plan of the holy author of our religion, who, being Lord both of body and mind, yet chose not to propagate it by coercions on either. Jefferson goes on by saying that the impious presumption of legislators and rulers, civil as well as ecclesiastical, who being themselves fallible and uninspired men, have assumed dominion over the faith of others, setting up their own opinions and modes of thinking as the only true and infallible, and as such endeavoring to impose them on others. That was Jefferson. He went on to say that truth doesn't need the power of government behind it. He said that truth is great and will prevail if left to herself. Truth has nothing to fear from conflict. The power of government force in matters of religion will only hinder free debate and actually perpetuate the very errors those in favor of this kind of power pretend to prevent. Freedom of religion was a grassroots idea, and that's where it was inspired. And this influenced the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment. The Constitution says Congress has no say in matters of religion. What a change from the 16th century Europe and the early colonial period. Freedom of religion means freedom to voice your opinions without fear of punishment. And we've gone from religious tyranny to religious freedom in America. But it didn't happen all at once or overnight. Step by step, through grassroots efforts, religious liberty triumphed. Today, we are free to develop our convictions and express them without fear of punishment. This freedom is only hated by religious tyrants. So let's breathe the fresh air of freedom together.